Residents will get a chance to voice their opinions soon on the Charlotte-Mecklenburg School's proposed equity policy. After more than a year of discussions, the school board's policy committee members voted to send their recommendations to the full board for discussions and public hearings. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
The equity policy will guide district officials in their efforts to close the achievement gaps between whites and students of color and opportunity disparities between low and high income students. The policy, which hasn't been updated since 2010, calls on school officials to identify and measure disparities between schools and find ways to make them equitable. Ruby Jones chairs the committee.
I am feeling that what we take to the full board will be voted upon in a positive, let's move forward on it. I don't foresee big glitches in the conversation around what's been decided. We have a good product.
The goal of the equity policy is to make sure all students have access to the same resources and quality of teachers, courses, facilities, school leadership, and emotional support. It also addresses the outcomes of student assignment decisions and would require officials to track discipline and ensure that cultural training is provided to staff to prevent bias in how it is handed out. School officials would be required to provide separate reports annually to determine where disparities exist based on race and economics and provide recommendations on how to fix them. Dee Rankin chairs the Black Political Caucus of Charlotte's Education Committee. He likes the policy overall and is glad to see it finally moving forward. Rankin thinks the policy needs to be beefed up in how it proposes to increase family engagement in schools.
They could be a little bit more specific when it comes to the family engagement piece. That's very difficult to measure, but I think they need to have some type of metrics when you're talking about family engagement. I think it's important, but right now the way it's written, it's a little vague.
Some committee members shared his concern. Another item where there is sure to be a lot of discussion among board members is the policy's call for trained media specialists in all schools. There was not total agreement on its inclusion because of the cost, but Jones says the disparity between schools on this is too large to be negotiable.
I'll never agree to a policy unless we specify a media specialist, because I've been in the schools, I've seen where it's a sham. And then I go into a school that has a media specialist and a high-quality media program, and it's a haven of learning.
The school board will hold two public hearings on the equity policy before a final vote is taken. During that process, some or all of it could change. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.